Happy Halloween!
Well, it wouldn't be Halloween without a few spooky stories.
Gobble, gobble!
These stories were written by Marisol, a freshman student at Independence High School, a school with many ghost stories to tell. She has written two stories for the bravest of kids. If you have a little one who's not quite ready for ghosts,
boo! Boo!
Then you may just want to tune in to our Halloween musical instead. But if you have brave young listeners, then carry on. Here is her first story. It is called The Curse.
There was a story my grandmother used to tell me. She said the story happened to her when she was a young girl, about my age. Here's the story she told me. She said one day she was going to her friend's house.
Mom, I'm going to my friend's house.
But in order to get there, she had to go through these woods. So that's what she did one afternoon. She knew these woods like the back of her hand. But on this day, she decided to take a different route because she's always liked discovering new things.
Oh, look at these beautiful flowers. I think I'll go this way today.
She was in the middle of the forest halfway to her friend's house when she stopped. She heard something in back of her. She turned around quickly. When she turned back around, there was this tall figure in the distance. She got frightened. But she thought it was her friend's mom or dad, so she started to approach the tall figure.
Hola, señora, or señor?
As she got closer and closer, she realized the person in the suit wasn't one of her friend's parents. So she started running. But she heard footsteps running behind her. As she turned around, she saw the man in the suit, or at least that's how she called it. She said he had no eyes, but somehow could still see that she was there.
Go away! Get away from me!
She also said he was carrying a suitcase. As she was running away from the man in the suit, she slipped in mud. As she struggled to try and stand up, the man in the suit caught up and bent down slowly to whisper something in her ear.
The next person to walk in these woods will be cursed.
My grandmother got up and ran for her life. When she got home, she told her mother what had happened to her, but her mother didn't believe her. She kept telling her story. She almost told everyone in town, but nobody believed her, not even me. So they called her the crazy woman from the town. I never thought it was real until about 3 weeks ago. My story happened almost like hers, but I wasn't walking to my friend's house or through the woods. I was walking to my mom's house, a house that was built where there used to be woods. But for some reason, I decided to take a different route, just like my grandma. There I was walking. I hear something in back of me. There he was, a man with a suitcase. I got startled and froze. I couldn't move. The man began to approach me and whispered,
I told your grandmother that whoever passed through here again will be cursed. You and your family are now cursed.
Before he said anything else, I ran home. Since then, I've been thinking about what my grandmother told me and how I now know that everyone was wrong and she was right. He did see the man in the suit carrying a suitcase. When I got home, I called my grandma and told her what had happened. Now, I know my grandma isn't a crazy woman from the town. Now, I wonder who that man in the suit was. I wonder what he wanted. Now, I wonder what was in the suitcase. And most of all, now I wonder every day what will happen to me and my family in the future. Because now, I know we're cursed.
Happy Halloween!
Happy and haunted family!
I thought you might need a bit of laughter before Marisol shares her second story. This one is called While I Sleep. Night, night.
There I was, standing in the dark, waiting for my bus to come. I was the only one at the stop, but I saw a figure in the distance. It was approaching very slowly. It was a girl. She looked sad and beat. She decided to sit next to me. I went on to ask her if everything was all right. Hi, are you okay? Is everything all right? She didn't answer. She looked in the distance, like if she was waiting for someone. I did think that was a bit odd, but people really don't like talking, so I decided to ignore it. After 20 minutes have passed, the bus finally got there. That was the last bus of the day, but for some reason the girl next to me didn't get on. Then the doors closed. As the bus pulled away, I watched the girl just sit at the bus stop as she stared at nothing until we disappeared in the dark. I got home around midnight. I did myself a snack before I went to bed. When I went upstairs to get ready for bed, I heard something from the kitchen. I went to go see if anybody was in the kitchen, but it was nobody. I went upstairs and got ready for bed. And I was about ready to close my eyes when I get a notification on my phone. It was from my house security app. It said somebody was outside my house. I clicked over to the app to see who was at the door. It was the girl from the bus stop. There was no way that she could have gotten there as fast. The bus stop was very far from my house. At this point, I had goosebumps. I was so frightened, I immediately got out of bed and went to my front door. I checked the app cameras again, and she was gone. I knew something was very wrong. I immediately called the cops. After 10 minutes, they got there. They searched the whole neighborhood and my house, and she was nowhere. At night, I went to bed frightened, knowing I saw her, wondering why the police couldn't find her. I went back upstairs and got into bed and closed my eyes. When in the middle of the night, a noise woke me up. As I opened my eyes, I saw the girl standing beside my bed, staring at me. I scream. I get off my bed. I go against the wall. The girl stand there looking at me. I close my eyes. I hear her say,
"I'm not here. I'm not here."
When I open my eyes, she's gone. To this day, I think that she was a spirit watching me. I haven't seen her in a while, but I think that every night, she comes to and watches me while I sleep.
I'm not here. I'm not here.
She may not be there, but I hope you're still here.
thanks for this episode goes out to writer and reader Marisol. Thank you so much for sharing your ghost stories with us this Halloween. And a special thanks to our very own Mr. Pena for all of your haunting treats. Be sure to listen to the songs Mr. Pena and I produced for this Halloween, as well as many of our past Halloween episodes where we share more spooky stories. And if you're looking for more Halloween treats, be sure to check out all of the kids' podcasts who are doing Halloween specials. You can find them at #KidsListenSweeps. We hope you enjoyed our spooky stories, and we also hope you'll be telling some of your own this Halloween. And remember, no matter how you spend your Halloween this year, the Halloween spirit lives inside you.
Join the party, it's such a scream. Halloween spirit, it's just our thing. Look deep inside, you will see. The Halloween spirit is alive for free. The Halloween spirit is alive for free.
This is Pamela Rogers, and you've just heard a production of Buttons and Figs.
Happy Halloween!